That is the Pussycat Dolls there. I don't need a man. It's 3:10. Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock. All thanks to the Gordon. Real skills, real experience, real outcomes. Study at the Gordon. Jess, we did learn in that song that for Galentine's Day, when I said that we don't need a man so much that we have two women coming in, the two women were not happy.
Oh, no, they're happy to be here. They're just not happy with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Taylor Mole, Jazz, Shelley from Geelong United. So good to see you both. It's been a while. I know that you've been doing some travelling, and Taylor, we'll get to what you've been up to a little bit later.
You've also been busy.
You've been busy. How's it been?
It's been good. It's been good. Has been a while. The team's really good. We have one more game left of the season, and then WNBL's over.
Yes, Sunday around midday, Adelaide. So it's an away game. It's a shame that the season is going to end as an away game. It would have been great to have it at the arena. But such incredible crowds this season. Must be pretty special to see. Like, I know Taylor, like you were saying before, like it's been pretty full at the arena every week. I know that you haven't been able to play as much of late, but it must be cool to still be able to go and get around the vibe.
Yeah, I feel like for me, because I'm not playing, I can kind of take a little bit more notice of that. And the crowds have been flooding in more as the season's gone by. I think they just get excited and kind of realise how good we are, kind of. Instead of NBL 1, it's like a whole nother level above. Especially when other teams come in, more WNBA players are coming to play on our court, so I feel like it's exciting for all the fans to come and have a look at us go.
Definitely. Now that you're kind of at the tail end of the season, I mean, Jazz, can you look back at the season and are you proud of the first season as a team?
Yeah, I mean, we got told before the season started that we wouldn't win a game in the WNBL.
What?
Yeah, so we've done really well to cap off 6 wins and have some really, really tough games that we just fell slightly short. But our attitude and our fight and everything within our team is we've never wavered. So I think it's pretty cool to be able to have a season like this and with such incredible players and people. So it's been unreal.
Well, you were the first, Nat, you were the inaugural signing for Geelong United. So you were literally, you were going to be just standing there on the court by yourself for a brief moment. So we're glad that like people like Taylor and some of your other teammates did join along. But and I know we've spoken about this lots, but from 5 months before the season started, Geelong United, WNBL side, did not exist. So it's pretty impressive to get there. And without being brutally honest, like to not finish bottom of the ladder in that first season it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive. So it must be nice that you and your teammates, the coaches, to kind of, now this first season's done, it's out of the way, the build-up to that's kind of done. Is season two, I know that's pretty far away, but season two, things really kicking into gear, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of us, it was our first year playing in the league. And so now we have some experience under our belt and we know what to expect. And we kind of know our team's identity and brand of basketball. I think we're going to be even better next season and we're going to get some more pieces and it's all going to come together. So I'm excited for next year to start.
You'll both be sticking around for WNBL 1, sorry. You've got a very long 2 weeks off in between the end of your season and pre-season for that.
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Which is so exciting. We love the NBL and the WNBL South Leagues here in Geelong. We've always been around it. But how nice is it not having to move for your second season every single year for both of you? What do you think, Taylor? I know you were up in Mackay recently. So
yeah, it's just nice to have a home base other than Tassie because I've just been flying around, I guess, both of us for so long since we were teenagers. So it's nice to have a place that we can kind of call home, a second home, and then I know it's nice living with Jazz again, I guess.
And Jess, are you planning on crashing there 2 weeks off, going on a holiday with the girls?
Yeah, I think that's what we were saying, heading down to Tassie, right?
Getting on
spirit.
Yeah. I'm sure Tom will approve 2 weeks off for me.
Our boss will be fine with that. What we'll do, we're going to go to a song, Taylor and Jazz. And on the other side, we have something special that we don't want to do, we have to do, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something that we haven't seen you guys since the end of last year. And so much has happened that we really need to acknowledge at least once this one thing.
Yep. So there's we have business with you, Taylor. Okay. We have business with you separately, Jazz. If that's okay, if business fine. Hours are open.
They both look terrified. Right. Don't need to be worried. It's fine.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Stephen Jess driving you home. You're on K-Rock 95. Still joined in the studio by Jazz Shelley and Taylor Mole from Geelong United's WNBL side, Jess.
Yes, and we are so happy to see you guys in the studio again.
Been too long.
Been far too long. I know a lot of people haven't seen you out on the court as much lately. Taylor, do you want to let everyone in on what's been happening?
Yeah, I just had back surgery, which is pretty weird to say as a 25-year-old, but I guess now, like my surgeon was saying, I won't know myself after I come out of it in a few months, so fingers crossed the rehab and all that goes well, but the surgery went perfectly. Yeah. So hopefully nice. Back halfway through NBL one season.
Fantastic.
How long have you been having back issues? Is this something like, and I know that's been affecting like nerves and all those kind of things. How long have you been playing with that for?
The third day of preseason.
Wow.
When I first started, and then
you poor thing.
Kind of dealt with it, got it under like sorted out, and then flared back up a couple of weeks ago. But it'd be nice not to have back or leg pain.
I bet.
I kind of forget what it feels like. But
Well, we're so excited to see you back on the court in a couple of months' time. We will be there and be square for your first game in the WNBL1.
I love it.
Now, Jazz, we said we have business with Taylor. We also have business with you. You have been a busy little bee since January when we saw you last at the end of the year. There was a period where, Jess, in the business, I believe they call it, Jazz got on a roll.
Yes.
And you were playing some very good basketball. Now, there were a few weeks in a row where you were named in the team of the week, which must be a pretty special thing to be recognised as one of the best five players in the comp. That must be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But there was one week, Jess.
Yes.
There was one week, from my memory at least, where there was a certain someone who was named the player of the round. Like the entire
competition.
Which would make you the best basketballer in the country, right, for that particular week.
Sure. Yeah. Let's roll with that.
That's pretty special for a friend of the Tim and Jess show. So we... We have got for you, this is Jess's idea, we have a sash because you were the best in the country, and it says GB Superstar, Geelong Basketball Superstar.
That's amazing.
So I'm going to come over here.
Tim's going to put your sash on for you.
I'm sure the NBL did this for you.
They obviously sent you a crown and scepter as well, I'm assuming. Is that how that works? Oh, fantastic. She's got a sash on.
There you go. I know that it's probably fails in comparison.
Well, yeah, with that honour, they obviously give you, a cash prize?
Four cars.
I actually think you get a little gift voucher to sign it.
Like okay.
Something. Like a power bank? Is that battery?
How, nice. Obviously, that's like, it's pretty cool to be like, whether you were in the team of the week this week as well, so you just keep that role's continuing. Is it, how do your teammates handle it? Is it kind of like, are you embarrassed? You're like, gosh, shut up. Like, it's not cool to succeed anymore.
It's not cool.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not. obviously, personally, it's kind of cool, but then we kind of don't really talk about it too much because we, unfortunately, we're not getting too many wins with my performances. So. Maybe if we won and I was having 20, would it be
so you're saying
ideal.
It can get better.
Yeah. Don't let Tim tell you it's not cool. I would be changing my Instagram bio. I would be updating my LinkedIn. Yeah. I would be putting it everywhere. I'd pay for a billboard and put my face on it and be like, yes, it's me.
No, we're so grateful. Best of luck for Sunday. Again, you'll be able to watch it on KO. You can check up the scores online. Away game in Adelaide around midday on Sunday. So best of luck to you. Best of luck with your rehab.
Thank you.
Taylor. And we will probably see you after your very long 2-week break offs.
We will see you on Tuesday night for the awards night
as
well.
Thank you very much for having us. Sorry that we'll be annoying you there as well, not just here.
So far.
All right. Taylor Mole, Jazz Shelley from Geelong United. So keen to always have him in the studio, Jess. And just quickly, personally from both of us, hopefully you're both very proud of what you guys have both achieved this year.
We've had an amazing season.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sim and Jess driving you home. You're on K-Rock 955.